Listening Library presents The Other Half of My Heart by Sunday T. Fraser, read for you by Bonnie Turpin. Chapter 1. Minnie's heart soared as the small plane's wheels lifted from the ground. She loved being up in the clouds with Kira, Mama, and Daddy, looking down on the lush carpet of evergreens, the never-ending blue-gray ocean, and the rugged mountain peaks, gliding like a bird on the wind. Kira sank her nails into Minnie's arm. It hurt, but Minnie didn't pull away. It wasn't often that she got to be the brave one. People who didn't know Kira thought she wasn't afraid of anything. After all, she'd been the first person on the Jefferson County gymnastics team, boy or girl, to execute a double front flip without a trampoline. But Minnie knew her sister better than anyone, and after reading aloud in front of others, Kira's next greatest fear was of riding in the tiny single-engine plane. She only ever got into Daddy's Cessna 172 out of loyalty, because she prized being together as a family more than she feared falling from the sky. She had told Minnie this when they were curled up in their giant, zipped-together sleeping bags, lying under the stars on the back deck, listening to the ocean waves pound the rocks like the Earth's heartbeat. The engine's rumble filled Minnie's head, and her chest vibrated along with its purring. The crowded space inside the four-seater smelled like gasoline. Daddy must have spilled some fuel on his pants or hands, which were covered in grease more often than not. Mama said the skin under Daddy's nails had been permanently turned black, just like half my heart, he would always reply. The plane bumped over a rough patch.